Welcome. This is the eBay Auction Task Force with your co-hosts Scott Patton and Tim Nock. Anything about eBay and everything about eBay, if you want to know it, you're going to find it here first. So how are you doing today, Tim?
Doing good, Scott. How are you?
Excellent. So one of the big questions that we get a lot of from people is, how do you get started on eBay? What should you be selling? And I think in our last podcast, you had a pretty interesting stat, or when we were talking one time, about how many new people start on eBay, whether it's buying or selling, every day.
Yeah, you know, I think the last statistics that I saw, that there were between, 50 and 100,000 people registering for eBay every day.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? You would think after all these years, but, I had someone the other day ask me if eBay was about full. And of course, eBay's not about full. I mean, every day they're adding not only buyers registering, but a lot of sellers are discovering eBay and, turning that into their online business.
And even, if everybody that could was, it still wouldn't be what you would call full, because everybody is looking for something to buy or something to sell, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. eBay is not going to get full ever. I mean, I really think that eBay is going to be a long sustaining concept. They're going to get competition, from other areas and from other companies, but it's really going to be hard for anyone to dethrone the 800-pound gorilla there. They've been doing it too long, and they've been doing it too well.
That's right.
And, every day people, as I said, they're registering not only as buyers, but they're bringing their business, their online business to eBay, and they're opening up an eBay store, or, a lot of people may be for the first time just posting an auction.
Yep.
And I don't see it ending.
No. I totally agree with you. I mean, it's so easy to work. So let's answer that question for our listeners. If I'm a brand new member of eBay, I've just started, I've got my password, and I've got my eBay account open, I want to get started, what would be your starting advice?
Sure. The very first thing that I tell everyone to do, first of all, is learn everything you can about eBay. Everybody is really eager to get started. They want to get out there and sell something and make a bunch of money. But the truth of the matter is, the more you know, the better you will do. And eBay is actually a very simple marketplace, but it does have its particulars. It has its quirks, it has its processes. And so the best place to start is actually at eBay itself. Go to eBay. They have excellent tutorials. They have online help. They have forums. They have people there who will help you. And just learn how process works. Learn from a buyer's side. Learn how to bid. Learn how to pay for items. You'd be surprised at how many people go to eBay and buy something without meaning to, Scott.
Oh,
these are people who don't understand what, buy now means.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll put in a bid without realizing they've actually put in a bid. So you need to learn how it works from a buyer's side. And then if you're going to be a seller, you should learn how it works from the seller side.
Right. So probably the first thing you should do is think of something that you want, go to eBay, go through the whole exercise of finding it, and then buying it, and then getting it delivered to your home and leaving the feedback and that whole process. Because I know...
Exactly. Go through the process.
Because if you haven't done it, then it's really hard to kind of get a feel for what happens when you try to sell your product, right? And there's
exactly.
Nothing worse than having, doing it wrong in the beginning, getting bad feedback, and then particularly when if you got one feedback and it's negative.
Exactly.
Buy it from you, folks.
Really, exactly. And you know what? Here's the cool thing about feedback. The feedback comes from not only the selling activities, but from your buying activities. So what I tell everyone is, if you're interested in starting an eBay business, go to eBay first and do exactly what you just suggested. Buy some things. Even, some inexpensive things, just to learn how the process works and to build your feedback.
Yeah.
Buy some things, pay for it quickly, be courteous, leave good feedback for the seller. They, in turn, will leave feedback for you. So by the time you get over into the selling process, you could have a positive feedback of 10, 20, 30, however many items you've purchased.
Right.
I knew an entrepreneur who went over and just bought a bunch of dollar paperback books. And by the time he started actively selling, he had a positive feedback rating of almost 100. And that's because he bought 100 of these books.
Okay, we should make a little segue here, because I'll bet those people that are just starting are going, feedback? What is feedback? So maybe we should just enlighten them a little bit on that. Why is feedback important?
Feedback is the rating system that eBay uses that allows buyers and sellers to rate each other, to give feedback. And if you go to eBay and you'll see the seller's name or the eBay member's name, there'll be a little number out to the side.
Yeah.
And that's their feedback number. For example, let's say I have a feedback rating of 100. That means that I have had 100 people leave feedback for me. Now, when you click on that feedback number, eBay will tell you if what percentage of those feedbacks have been positive, what have been negative, and what have been neutral. Okay, you may have someone with a 100 feedback rating, but half of those could be negative feedbacks.
Right.
So that's the system that eBay uses, so buyers and sellers can get an idea of, you know, how honorable the other one is.
Right.
Now, you know, it's rare that you'll find anyone with a perfect feedback rating if they've sold a lot.
Right.
You know, if you've got a feedback rating of 2 and one of them is bad, that's not good.
Right.
You know, but if you've got a feedback rating of 100, you've got one negative, and you've been able to use the feedback system to explain that negative, then it's not going to hurt you as much.
Right.
You know, there are downsides to the feedback system. A lot of people use that system maliciously to try to get things out of buyers and sellers.
Mm.
For example, I've heard stories of customers who would buy an item and then come back to the seller and demand free shipping or demand the money back and keep the item, or they would leave negative feedback. So it is not a perfect system by any stretch,
right,
but it's the best one that's in place now.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I tell people is when you're going to buy from someone, look at the feedback, take a look at how many positives, how many negatives. You know, when someone leaves feedback, they can leave comments.
Right.
So read those comments, and you'll get an idea of who was really at fault or what was happening and that sort of thing.
Right. And I think that's kind of the whole point of it is, it gives, rather than, it's just like if a new store opened and a new restaurant opens in town, right? And they invite the newspaper reporters to come in and have dinner or whatever, and then of course those reviews get into the newspapers, right? And
yeah, exactly.
You get the 5-star rating or whatever, and that way you know, oh, well, this is a really good restaurant for us to go to tonight, honey, or, ooh, I guess we won't go there. We were thinking about it, but it got a bad review. And so it gives you that opportunity to get a little bit of an insight into how, whether you should deal with these people or not, because in any business, there's going to be people that are better at certain things than others, and you want to work with the best.
Exactly.
Cool. So when you're starting out, if you're going to buy a few things, which we really strongly recommend just to get a feel for it, check out the feedback and just make sure that you're dealing with people that are honorable. So I've done that. I've bought a few things. I understand how the buying works now. I don't know. I'm just like here in my house. Like, how do you decide what I'm going to sell?
Well, you know, a great way to get started is doing what a friend of mine, Terry Gibb, who's a very successful eBay seller, he coined the term the laundry basket drill.
Mm.
Now, and what Terry recommends is you get a laundry basket and you go around your house, and you find things that you no longer need or you no longer want or clothes that no longer fit. You know, we've all gotten gifts that we didn't care for. You know, we've all outgrown our clothes, what have you. But you fill up the laundry basket. You then sit down and you post all those items for sale on eBay, and you let them sell, or you wait for them to sell. And when they do, you take your laundry basket and you repeat the process. And you can go around the house finding things. Then you can go out in your garage and find things. And, you know, one thing you can do that's, once you've sold all of your good stuff, is go to your friends and family and offer to sell theirs, you know, on consignment.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, you know, that you can tell them, hey, look, I got rid of all my good junk. You know, let me help you get rid of yours. And you can take it, post the auction, sell it, and split the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even take that a step further by going to businesses in the community and introduce yourself as a successful eBay seller and offer to sell their, you know, their returned goods or their discounted merchandise on eBay for a percentage.
Right.
And that's called consignment selling, and you can do that with anything. I know people who do consignment selling on automobiles.
Right.
There's a guy that actually sells used RVs that he doesn't even own. He made a deal with a local RV dealer to sell them on consignment on eBay, and he takes a percentage every time one sells. So that's a great way to get started, though. Get your laundry basket, go around the house, and see what you can find.
Yeah, and I really like that consignment idea, and I've heard of that strategy where you may have end-of-season sales going on in the local stores where they've got all this stuff that they want to get rid of. Or even if you get to know some of the store owners, they'll show you corners of their back rooms where they've got stuff that's been there for years. They've just given up on even trying to sell it. And that's, believe it or not, when it's the end of season where you are, it's the beginning of the season somewhere else in the world, right? Because it's a world marketplace, right? And I know these people that go in and they say, oh, you got all this stuff you're trying to get rid of. Yeah, well, okay, well, how put it in the corner and let me sell it for you. And I'll get, you know, half the price or what's the lowest price you'll sell it to me for. They go online, put a couple auctions and get triple that, right?
Yeah, and you know, you can even go to the surplus stores, like the Big Lots, and you can make them an offer. You know, a friend of mine, Jim Cockrum, tells the story of he was in a I think it was a Lowe's. It was one of the home improvement stores, and they were selling posters of one of the space shuttles. And these were nice, big, beautiful wall posters, and they had a whole box of them. And they were asking, you know, a few dollars a piece, and Jim said, well, what do you take for the whole box? And basically walked out with these things for like $1 a piece. He then posted them on eBay as individual auctions and sold them for, you know, like $5 to $10 a piece.
Right.
So if you have a surplus store in your town, or another great place are thrift stores. You know, one thing people don't realize about thrift stores is most of the people donating goods to the thrift stores are middle to upper income families. So you have a pretty decent selection of good quality merchandise there you can usually get really inexpensively and turn around and flip on eBay.
That's right. And if you've got a high end of town, like in Vancouver here, it's West Vancouver. It's like all the multi-million dollar homes. Well, just outside of West Vancouver is a thrift store. And everybody goes there all the time because the millionaires wear their suit three or four times, or their wives wear a dress once or twice, and then they give it to the thrift store.
Exactly.
You can get these $400 dresses for, you know, $20.
Exactly. And what I tell folks is get creative. You know, I had a friend. We have NASA here in Huntsville, and he had gone to a NASA auction and bought a parachute that had flown on one of the space shuttles. And he got it for just a couple of $100, and he posted it for sale on eBay, and it didn't sell. Well, this guy was a marketing guy, so he took a different approach. He cut it up into like 1-inch squares. He then put this square, he had nice little wooden boxes that he bought, and he would put the square in this nice little wooden box along with a certificate of authenticity.
Huh.
And he sold, he was selling them for like $25 and sold hundreds of them. So it was just all in the presentation.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, wow. All right, so everyone head out, find a parachute, cut it into little squares, and sell it for lots of money.
There you go.
And that ties in with a comment that we had made in our last podcast about the grilled cheese sandwich that looked like Mary or I forget what it was. You know, there's lots of wild things, and people are willing to spend money on it, and it just takes a little creativity. So as you're wandering through eBay, take a look at what some of the people are doing, and you can do the same thing, right?
Yeah, you sure can. I mean, always go through eBay. You'll be amazed at what sells on eBay and what there are markets for. My friend Mike Enos, who's a very successful eBay power seller, tells a story about his sister-in-law who sells broken glass on it. What she'll do is go down to the thrift stores and she'll buy like old dishes, and she'll bring it home and she'll take a hammer and she breaks it up into little pieces of glass, and she sells it by the bag to these people who want to do like mosaic.
Oh, what a great idea.
And, you know, she'll make a couple, $300 a week selling broken glass on eBay. Only in America, Scott.
Yeah.
And maybe Canada.
Yes. Awesome. Well, this has been a very, very informative episode, Tim. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you just joined us, our URL is ebay.podomatic.com. Really want to encourage you to head over there, leave some comments. If you've got questions for Tim or myself, leave them there. We'll try to address them in the follow-up podcast that we do. And until then, like your homework, I guess, is to get started. Go buy a few things on eBay if you're just starting out. Put a couple listings up, and it's a couple bucks that you're investing, right? It's not like you're spending $100,000 on a brand new storefront in your downtown neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So until next time, this is Scott Patton and Tim Knox. And Tim, you've got some great resources for eBay. Do you
yes,
want to
I
let
do.
Everybody
they,
know
they can
where
come,
they can?
You bet. Yeah, they can come to dropshipwholesale.net. And we have a lot of eBay business materials and resources you can take advantage of there.
Thanks a lot for joining us, folks, and we'll see you next time.